For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A wolf howling at the moon centuries ago may have been the origin of the American Indian designation of the wolf moon, meaning a full moon in January. That's what South Carolinians will see Sunday night, January 20th, but it's not nearly all. A confluence of several events will produce what some are calling a super wolf blood moon. South Carolina State Museum Education Director Tom Falvey said a supermoon happens when the moon is at its perigee, or closest point to the Earth during its orbit.
Technically, the supermoon is when it's anywhere from 90% to 100% at its closest to the Earth. And that means that obviously it appears larger and brighter to us here on Earth.
About 14% larger and 30% brighter than when it's farthest from the Earth, according to NASA. And added to the super wolf moon is the blood moon, said USC astronomer Steve Rodney.
The blood moon is when the moon is in a lunar eclipse. So that means that the shadow of the Earth is actually falling on the moon. The moon is blocked from the sun. And when that happens, the only light that is illuminating the face of the full moon is the light that is filtered through the Earth's atmosphere. And because the light that filters through the atmosphere is reflected through all of the particles of the Earth's atmosphere, that gives this reddish-orange tinge to the light that is illuminating the face of the moon.
So what South Carolina and the rest of the country will see that night is a January full moon that is larger and brighter than usual and in total eclipse. All these are regular happenings, but it's the simultaneous occurrence of the three events that makes it rare, said Falvey.
The wolf part's not that interesting, but the supermoon and the total eclipse, of course, is a lot more rare. And in fact, looks like our next one here that we can see in the northern hemisphere is in 2033.
Since Monday is a holiday for many, Rodney advises people to gather family and friends and make a night of it. He told what viewers will see in the sky.
Starting around 11:30, you will see the moon begin to get in this deep reddish-orange color where it's moving into totality. And it will be high in the sky. The full moon will be visible even underneath bright city lights. The best way to observe and get the full experience would be to get out to a dark site where you're far away from city lights and street lamps. But that's not entirely necessary for this event. This is one of those astronomical events that's easy to see wherever you are.
Falvey said the museum will have a viewing event with planetarium shows and telescopes, but those things aren't necessary to enjoy the eclipse.
Of course, it's a great naked eye object. You don't need a telescope or binoculars, but we'll provide several different ways to look at it through our telescopes. So it's a great opportunity for people to come and look through a telescope and experience it.
Rodney had an unusual take on observing the event. He said to look at the Tycho crater, the large, bright, spidery crater at the bottom of the moon.
Now, when you look at that, you are seeing a crater that was created by an impact on the moon 100 million years ago when dinosaurs were roaming the Earth, and it looked pretty much the same 100 million years ago as it does today. So get out there and look up at that crater, and you can imagine dinosaurs of the Cretaceous period, Tyrannosaurus Rex, looking up and seeing that same crater 100 million years ago.
Both men acknowledged the possibility of locally rainy weather blocking the view of the eclipse. But in that case, people can still see the event streaming over many websites, including NASA.gov. They urged people to make the effort because it will be another 14 years until you can say you saw a super wolf blood moon. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.